B'simana tava be'ezrat Hashem, we begin a new masechet in our limud of Mishnayot, masechet ma'asrot, which we'll talk about the halachot of ma'aser, ma'aser rishon, the first tenth, the tithing that is done, the giving of the 10% after giving truma, the giving of the 10% to the Levi officially, originally, is the dinim of ma'aser. So we have here Masechet Ma'asrot, Perek Aleph, Mishnah Aleph. Klal Amru B'Ma'asrot. The Chachamim said a rule regarding Ma'asrot, a fundamental principle. Kol Shehu Ochel, anything that is food, which is normally eaten by people. V'Nishmar, and it's a type of food that is protected, which means that it has an owner who guards it. It's not Hefker. It's not ownerless. Ve'gidulav min ha'aretz, and it grows from the ground. So you have here three prerequisites: food, owned, and grows from the ground. These type of foods are chayav b'ma'asrot. They are subject to the halachot of ma'asrot. But any produce that doesn't have all three of these qualities is not subject to the chiyuv of ma'aser. Ve'od klal acher amru. Another rule was said by the Chachamim on Ma'asot. Kol shetechilato ochel vesofo ochel. Anything that is a food, which means that it's edible at the beginning of its growth, and it's a food at the end of its growth, which means anything that can be eaten as soon as it starts growing. So, af al pi shehu shomro lehosif ochel, even though a person usually does not eat it when it is small, he keeps it in the ground to let it grow bigger and have more food, because it's bigger. Chayav katon vegadol. It's subject to the obligation of ma'aser, whether he picks it when it is still small or after it became large. So kol shetechilato ochel vesofo ochel. Anything that's edible while it is still small, or obviously when it is big, even though normally you keep it in the ground in order to let it grow bigger, chayav katon vegadol. If you happen to uproot it when it is katon, when it is small, it is obligated in ma'asot. V'kol she'en techilato ochel, aval sofo ochel, but the type of produce that in the beginning when it is still small is not edible. It's only edible after it grows its full growth. Eno chayav ad sheye'ase ochel. It is not subject to the obligations of ma'aser until it actually ripens and becomes edible, until it becomes a food. So based on Mishnah Aleph that just told us that if a produce is not edible when it first starts to grow, the chiyuvim, the obligations of ma'aser, only starts after it becomes edible. So our Mishnah here is going to begin a list of different kinds of fruit and teach us at what stage do they become edible and therefore subject to the obligation of ma'asot. Me'ematai ha'perot chayavot b'ma'asot. From when does produce become subject to the halachot of ma'asot? So here's the list. Ha'te'enim mishayavhilu. Figs become obligated in ma'aser once they begin to ripen, which means when the tips of the figs turn white. That's yavhilu. Ha'anavim veha'ovashim, grapes, and ovashim is a kind of low-quality grapes, mishehiv ishu, they become obligated in ma'asot once the seeds can be seen through the skin. When the grapes begin to ripen, their skin becomes transparent, and you could start seeing the seeds inside the fruit. So that's the point where it starts becoming obligated in ma'asot. Ha'og v'hatutim mishiyadimu. The og, here the Baal Tanura explains, the og is cornelian cherries, and tutim, mulberries or type of strawberries, they become subject to ma'aser mishiyadimu, once they turn red. Similarly, any red fruits become subject to the halachot of ma'asot once they turn red. Harimonim, mishayimasu. Pomegranates, become obligated in Maaseh once they become soft enough that one can crush the seeds with his fingers. That's Mishayim Masu, and they become that soft. Hatmarim Mishayatilu Se'o, dates become obligated once they are Yatilu Se'o, once they develop cracks like Se'o, like sourdough. So that means when they start to have ridges in their skin, similar to the cracks that develop on the surface of sourdough, that's called Yatilu Se'o. These dates begin to be obligated in Masot. Ha'afarsekin, Mishayatilu Gidim. Afarsekim is peaches, they become obligated in Maaseh. Mishayatilu Gidim, once they develop red sinews, that means red streaks in their skin. Ha'egozim, Mishayasu Megura. Walnuts become obligated once they form a Megura, a storehouse. That means once the kernel of the nut separates from the outer shell, and now it's sitting inside as if it's sitting in a storehouse. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, however, Rabbi Yehuda says, Ha'egozim ve'ashkedim, mishayasu klipa. Walnuts and almonds, they become obligated once they form a klipa, once they form the thin shell that surrounds the kernel itself. That doesn't happen until the nuts are completely ripe. In walnuts and almonds, there's a dark brown skin that grows inside the nut around the kernel. They're usually peeled off before you eat them. So Rabbi Yehuda says, only after that skin forms is it chayav in maaser. However, that's not the halakha. Chachamim hold that the almonds, like the walnuts, become already chayav in maaser once the kernel separates from the outer shell. Baruch Adonai Leolam, Amen ve'amen.